You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here to take up the weather forecast. Drew, this morning I was awakened by a pretty heavy-duty thunderstorm. Not only that, but a whole lot of hail came with it and some wind and, boy, enough hail that it stuck around, surprisingly, for, I don't know, an hour or so on the ground. What kind of rainfall did we get across the Midwest and where did it move through?
Well, you know, it was quite erratic today. We did see some localized amounts that got up over an inch in a couple of spots, according to Doppler radar. But as far as generalities are concerned, I think most of the precipitation was really quite erratic. One of the broader bands of heavier rain that occurred today was in southeastern part of Missouri along the Illinois border, and from there over to the Ohio River in southern Indiana and northern parts of Kentucky. That area saw some localized amounts in the 1 to 2.5 inch range, according to Doppler radar. And the little storms that you're talking about were much more blotchy, if you will, more isolated. But there were some 1 to 1.5 inch amounts, according to Doppler radar, that did occur not too far from where you are and also in a small part of west central Indiana.
So that Ohio River Basin now, I would think, is pretty wet. How about to the south of there into the Delta region? All those places would like to be rolling with their planters.
Oh, absolutely. The Delta was relatively dry in the last 24 hours, and that was a good thing. But there's still a lot of moisture coming into both areas, the Ohio Basin and parts of the Delta, and even the Tennessee River Basin. And these areas are going to see enough rainfall over the next 7 days to float a lot of boats, I'm afraid. It may be not quite so bad as that sounds, but it's definitely going to be too wet to get into the fields again. Now, the Delta may have opportunity to get a little bit of work done before the greater rains show up a little later this week. But the Ohio River Basin, I think, for the most part, is just sogged in here. I don't think there's going to be much opportunity to get into the fields for a while.
And how are things progressing in the western United States?
Well, certainly the dry bias in the hard red winter wheat country is still ongoing. The crop ratings that came out earlier this week suggested things weren't quite as bad as the perception was, but conditions are deteriorating on a near daily basis. We've had quite a bit of warmth, 80 and some 90-degree temperatures the past couple of days. We're going to see that again for the next two, and then we'll maybe get a better chance for thunderstorms to rumble across a big part of that region as we get into this coming weekend, and that's a very important event because there won't be another chance again until sometime around the 20th of the month. And rain totals probably run from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, and some localized amounts over an inch. That would certainly be welcome and a good start on improvement there.
And finally, check in on the eastern part of Europe. Ukraine and Russia had been dry.
That's right, and they are not that way now. They had a full week's worth of rainfall, and the ground is saturated in much of southwestern Russia and almost all of Ukraine. Even neighboring areas of Belarus are also quite wet. And the former driest areas in that area of the world, in the lower Volga River Basin, which the marketplace was watching so closely a couple of weeks ago, is also favorably moist now, not as wet as the Ukraine and southwest Russia. But it's time now for some drier weather, and they're still dealing with some standing water because there's frost still on the ground in some of those areas over there. So it's something still to keep an eye on for a while.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City, helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.